I'm happy to have you along today, and I hope that you will be with me all week. We've been on quite a camping trip together here in the book of Romans, chapter 1, and verses 16 through 17. This text has functioned as like a base camp, and from there we've hiked across the pages of Scripture, as together we have sought to understand four biblical words of great importance. The four key words are power, salvation, faith, and righteousness, and once we know what these four words mean, then we know what the gospel is. And the gospel is how God makes us holy. God, you see, is holy, 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 but we are unholy. So then, how does God make us holy? He does so through the gospel. But what is the gospel? Well, turn with me again in your Bibles to Romans 1 and verse 16. If you do not have a Bible open, just listen to these words. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. My friends, that is the gospel. The Apostle Paul says the gospel is, and he writes these two verses of magnificent importance to the entire message of Scripture. No two verses are as important. Really, highlight these in your Bible, memorize them, know their meaning through and through. That's why I have spent time over the last few months explaining them to you. And we're going to end our discussion on these two verses today. All that is left for me to do is to explain the last phrase, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. On Wednesday, I'm going to begin a new series, God is Merciful, and I will be directing us back to the Gospels and the life of Christ. How did Christ demonstrate God's mercy? If you need the compassion of Jesus Christ, and or if you know someone who does, please invite them to join you, as together we begin on Wednesday to learn that God is merciful. That starts this Wednesday, June 13th, right here on God Is. Now, I've talked at length about the words power, salvation, faith, and righteousness, and so let's wrap up with the final sentence of this verse, and I want to tell you five things about it. First, the Apostle Paul is quoting Scripture here, and we know the Apostle Paul here is quoting our Old Testament because he says, as it is written. And then in your Bible, you will see the quotation marks around, but the righteous man shall live by faith. So first, this sentence comes from our Old Testament. Second, we should ask, who was Paul quoting? The answer is Habakkuk. This is a direct quote from Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4 that supports Paul's point perfectly. Now, who was Habakkuk? Most of us cannot even pronounce or spell his name, so a lot of us do not know too much about him. Let's explore this a bit by flipping backwards in our Bibles to the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. It's towards the end of the Old Testament, right after Nahum and before Zephaniah. And right in verse 1, we learn who he is. This is Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 1. The oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw. There we have it. Habakkuk was a prophet. It's amazing how the Bible tells us exactly what we need to know. And biblical history tells us that Habakkuk was a contemporary of some of the better-known prophets. Perhaps you have not heard of Habakkuk, but you know something about Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Habakkuk is included in that illustrious group of men. They are the prophets of God. And what God spoke to them, they then relayed to the people of God, the ancient Israelites. Which leads me to my third point. What was Habakkuk dealing with that leads, but the righteous man shall live by faith, to be included in his book? Answer, Habakkuk was wrestling with a very pertinent question, still prominent in our day. It was this: why does it seem God is not holding wicked people accountable for their wickedness? Habakkuk asked God, why are you letting them get away with it? And if you read the book, you will see that God answers the prophet, but it is not an answer that satisfies Habakkuk. Hey, Habakkuk is like so many of us. We ask God a question, and when he answers it, we do not like the answer that he gives. So Habakkuk does what we do. He asks God another question. And that is when God says to Habakkuk, but the righteous will live by his faith. Again, that is Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. And I really want you to understand this. God says it. God said this to Habakkuk. And so who is the Apostle Paul really quoting in Romans 1 and verse 17? He is quoting God. That's right, Paul is quoting God. It is God's idea that the righteous person lives by faith. Let's consider that my fourth point, but have it stand on its own. So thus far, I'm talking about this sentence in Romans 1, verse 17. But the righteous man shall live by faith, and I'm telling you five things about it. First, the Apostle Paul is quoting Scripture here. Second, Paul is quoting Habakkuk. Third, Habakkuk is questioning God, and in the context of this question and answer, God tells Habakkuk, but the righteous will live by his faith. Now that's good to know, but let's ask a crucial question. What does God mean by this? God is saying the righteous will live by his faith, but what does that mean? To keep it simple for our context as Christ followers in today's world, it means that the Christian person, the righteous man, the righteous woman, we will truly live by our faith. The righteous people are those who have had Christ's righteousness given to us, right? And that is what we concluded when we talked about righteousness earlier in Romans 1 and verse 17. God has given Christians the righteousness of Christ. God has given Christ your sin, and God has given you Christ's righteousness. So the righteous are Christians. And what does the Christian person do? We live by our faith. Christians live by our faith. And interestingly, faith here really means living by trust in God. Faith is trusting in God. God says this to Habakkuk because he's commanding Habakkuk to trust him, even though the prophet does not have all the answers, or even though the prophet is not satisfied with God's answers and likely has more. And God is operating the same way today. God commands us to put our faith, our total trust in him, even when we do not have all the answers to all of our questions. The true believer in Jesus will trust God, even when it seems impossible to do so. And how do I know that faith here is really a matter of trust? Well, let's see how the Greek word for faith in Romans 1 and verse 17 is used. Remember now, the Old Testament text in Habakkuk is written in Hebrew, but when Paul writes to the Romans, he writes it in Greek. And the Greek word for faith, but the righteous will live by his faith, has a central thrust of trust. Let me quote one of my favorite Greek scholars, Dr. Kenneth S. Wuest, W-U-E-S-T. This is faith in the sense of trust, a trustful surrender of the soul as regards the feeling. I love that. Let me give that to you again. This is a faith in the sense of trust, a trustful surrender of the soul as regards the feeling. That's from the late Kenneth Wuest, and he's right. Faith in God is trust in God. Faith was important for Habakkuk to know and to practice. Faith was important for the Apostle Paul to know and to practice. And faith is important for you and I to know and to practice. Faith, trust. This is a trustful surrender of our soul to God, and this trust affects our feelings. Let me end today by talking about how this faith or this trust in God affected Habakkuk, and then a brief personal testimony for how this has affected me from even earlier today. When you read Habakkuk, you'll read of an outstanding vision that God gives him, a vision that reveals Jehovah defending his people against the wicked in some mighty and dynamic ways. It's awesome. And when Habakkuk sees it, when he understands that God will act to defend his people, then Habakkuk no longer questions God. He trusts God. And the text says Habakkuk waits quietly. What a difference, huh? Instead of storming heaven with questions, the prophet now waits quietly. And then these beautiful words from Habakkuk in chapter 3. Listen to what he writes. Though the fig tree should not blossom, yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. That's Habakkuk chapter 3 and parts of verses 17, 18, and 19. Read it for yourself today. The book of Habakkuk is only three short chapters. And from this book comes Paul's words in Romans 1 and verse 17. Oh, what a message. We all really, really need this message today. Once again, the Bible has direct application to our lives. Today, as I was preparing to speak with you about this text, I have been questioning God about a struggle that I have been having. And I was writing out some questions to the Lord in my prayer journal, and I said to him, "Lord, I feel really disappointed." That is the right word, disappointment. Why am I not getting the response that I want? I was just being honest, and I continued with my prayers for some time, and then I closed my prayer journal in order that I could come to my study of Romans and the book of Habakkuk. And now you know what I found. I learned that faith means trust in God. Faith means a trustful surrender of the soul as regards my feelings. And God had spoken. Like Habakkuk, I questioned something that I did not understand, and I still don't understand it. But, like Habakkuk, I'm going to exercise my faith. Christ has made me righteous, and the righteous shall live by faith. So that is what I shall do. I chose and will choose to live by faith and trust in God even when I have unanswered questions. And my friends, I do have unanswered questions. Oh, my soul, surrender yourself and trust. Oh, my feelings, put your trust in God through His word that God has spoken to me. And God is speaking to you also. Do you believe by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, then you are the righteous woman. You are the righteous man that Paul speaks about. And that means that you live by faith. Surrender your soul and trust today. Whatever you have been feeling, let it now be trust. God is trustworthy, even when you have unanswered questions. If you want to live, if you want to really live, then live today by faith. And then join me again tomorrow, for God is...